Here are some stories you may not have caught. Mohammed Abdu, deep admirer of Hamas, now teaching at Columbia. He's a professor. He's a self-described Muslim anarchist. He said he supports Hamas and the resistance, teaches a weekly class on decolonial queerness and abolition, where his students discuss transnational feminist discourses and queer of color critiques. Now, they're learning how to bomb buildings. As a classical Yale-trained feminist, I take offense to this. I do not see how radical Islam is in any way pro-LGBT or pro-woman. Four jihadis just murdered about 135 people in Moscow. They held the same beliefs as the Hamas jihadis. We are more terrified of being called Islamophobic than we are of terrorist attacks. New York City is a big ongoing story. I love New York, and I know you do too in some way. My father was born in the Bronx. I'm a Southerner. It's not safe to walk the streets in New York after dark now. The New York City Council, bizarrely, is begging their court to authorize voting rights for 800,000 foreign nationals. 180,000 migrants have now arrived in the city, 65,000 now in shelters. And as of today, they're giving out the debit cards, $350 per week under the new program. You know, the city has largely decriminalized shoplifting, so the store owners are just moving out, closing up. But there is good news. Caught this in the Cowboy State Daily. Do we do a deep search or not? Ramaco's rare earths deposit in northeast Wyoming, estimated worth $37 billion. Mining for rare earths is challenging and takes brains to do it right. They're going to need workers. This is News Talk 1100, WCGA.